At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yesterday, Rebecca won $3,600. She beat Raven and can't beat Raven.
Yes.
Hi. We just wanted to say congratulations again, and we just wanted to talk to you about your win this morning because that's a lot of cash.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited, you guys. I'm a huge fan, and I've been calling in, and my family thinks I'm nuts. But like, we're all shocked. Like, everybody's like, no way.
I mean, people think you're crazy until you're running around with the money, right? Congratulations.
Right.
Great victory.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Now they want to be my best friend, right? Now they're like,
So it's five questions, Can't Be Raven, five pop culture questions.
Yes.
And when I asked this question and you answered so quickly, I had a really good feeling. And number five, Gone with the Wind will celebrate 85 years since being published this June. Who wrote Gone with the Wind?
Margaret Mitchell.
You didn't even hesitate. You knew it like it was nothing. And I have to be honest, I was an English teacher for many years, and I don't think I would have been able to pull it out that quickly.
You know, I have to say, I've prepared a lot for these questions. Like, I kind of look and see what happened and stuff. That came out of the blue, and I channeled some, I don't even know what that was. I knew it instantly. As soon as I heard Gone with the Wind, I just, like, it just came right into my head, and I thought the same thing probably, Anna, that you thought, which is that Raven's not going to know this one.
It's true. It's a bit of a blind spot for me.
I always say Raven has three weaknesses: Disney, literature, and geography. So usually, if it's one of those three things, I can trip them up a little bit. And you can submit trivia questions at annaonraven.com. So a guy named Ray submitted that one yesterday, and I'm like, oh, that's a good last question, because I don't know if Raven's going to get it. The problem always is, though, is that even if Raven, you know, doesn't get it right, like, you still have to get it right.
Well, congratulations. Ray is now on my list.
Yeah.
I was getting worried about a question getting submitted by other people, though, because I kind of feel like I got a pattern down with Anna. I know, kind of see where you're going a lot of times.
Oh, so she's cracked your algorithm.
No, I'll never be able to get questions other people are submitting.
But let's relive the moment you won. Sound good?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Who wrote Gone with the Wind?
Frost. Just Stephen King?
Tell her, Raven. Just tell her.
Congratulations, Rebecca. You just won $3,600.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, I've been trying to get through so long. I was so nervous.
Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Do I get to say the phrase?
Say it, Rebecca. Say it loud and proud.
This is Rebecca, and I just beat Raven.
Well, I'd take the rest of the week off, personally, myself.
And what are you going to do with the cash, Rebecca? Have you even thought about that, or are you just going to put it in savings?
Yeah, well, I've been living in my house, right, like everybody, way too much time here. So I definitely want to have a little guilt-free spree over at Home Goods and freshen up a little bit. And I'll put some away for something fun, definitely. Really excited. I mean, it's just a light in the middle of all this ongoing gloomy year. And a very unexpected, fun little win. So I'm really excited.
Enjoy, Rebecca. It was well earned. 5-4. That's a true victory right there for the money.
Yeah,
I give it up for you. Great job.
Thank you. You are an impressive competitor, for sure.
Well, Rebecca did it. $3,600 richer. That means later on this morning, the jackpot for Can't Be Raven will reset to $100. Now, if you want to play and go head-to-head with Raven, you can text CBR to 1-800-330-9999, or you could always sign up to play at annonraven.com. And if you've got questions, man, I love receiving those too. You can do that at annonraven.com as well.
Will I be on tilt, or will I be ready to go? There's only one way to find out.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, Baconate with a breakfast Baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.